Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
ESPN.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, two in the books, hour to go in the big show, right here on ESPN 97.5. We were talking about the Rockets. One thing I do want to mention is obviously speedy recovery to Mike D'Antoni. I had mentioned to you guys when he missed two straight games. I was like, he missed two straight games with the flu. It just didn't sound. I was hoping it wasn't something more serious, but that just didn't sound right to me. It didn't jive with me. But then I didn't think anything more of it. Everybody was like, "Oh, he's fine." And then Jonathan Fagan starts tweeting out last night that he's been in the hospital since Friday. He would not accompany the team to OKC, but he should be okay for the playoffs. That concerns me, man. I mean, I'm glad that he's going to be. You know, his diagnosis is that he's going to be okay and ready for the playoffs, but. It just worries me because you just don't see an NBA coach missing multiple games like that unless it's something pretty significant.
Yeah, I mean, look, we all miss work. Those guys are no different.
But even that, we would miss a day.
No, it depends normally. On how sick you got.
Yeah, but normally if one of us missed, we'd miss a day. That's what I'm saying. When you start stacking up multiple games and when you have in the coaching profession and there's such a big...
But he was available before the game, I thought.
No. Mr. Rogers was.
You saw that tweet?
Yeah.
He does look a lot like Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, Jeff Bezdelic does, yep.
But I could have sworn I saw an interview with D'Antoni before Jeff Bezdelic, but maybe it was just a different day that they had the interview with D'Antoni. But
Nick, you covered the Rockets this weekend. I mean, D'Antoni wasn't even in the building. He's been in the hospital.
I didn't see him at all.
He didn't do any pregame. He was been in the hospital since last week.
Yeah, I missed a lot. Like, when he got sick, I was missing those games. Because I remember one week I was sick, and then the other week I was out of town. So
I love that people are texting us what they think he has. Well, we're not going to speculate.
Yeah, look, we didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Select last night. We aren't in the medical profession. We appreciate you chiming in.
I kind of hope it's just a bad flu.
That's what I'm saying. At least with time, he misses multiple games, it's concerning.
Yeah, because if it's just a bad flu, time will eventually heal his situation, but we'll see.
Yeah.
All right, so Mark wants to get in here on the Rockets before we change topics. Mark, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Everything good?
Yep. Yeah.
So I got two things. One on the Rockets. Nuggets can still lose both games. And Rockets end up in the second seed, and OKC ends up in the seventh. So, I mean, it's one of those things where you make decisions, and you still might end up with facing that team. And, you know, I know that those games have been close, and OKC is a lot more stacked than what they've been in years previous. And obviously, like, I agree with Joel with where superstars step up and PG-13. I mean, he's been playing out of his mind, and Russell's been playing out of his mind for the last couple of weeks too. So, I mean, I think they're just prepping for the postseason, no matter who they face. So that's a dangerous team to see in the first round, regardless. And then, second thing, that D-Wade video on Twitter I saw earlier from you, Joel, that thing was crazy.
It really was. If you haven't seen it, I believe, I want to say that Budweiser put it together for Dwayne Wade, but I retweeted it at Pac-Man Joel. But, you know, Wade's gone through this whole thing with switching jerseys with guys, trading jerseys with guys after games. And it starts out with a wall with all the jerseys he's gotten. But then they bring him into like a dimly lit gym, and he's like, I don't even know what to expect right now. And then they bring in five different people, one at a time, to talk to Dwayne Wade about switching, like a robe or a shirt, and it's all these different people that he's affected their lives. Like one of them, one of them is the sister of her brother who was killed during the school shooting in Florida. But Dwayne Wade was his favorite player. And the fact that after he found out about it, he invited the whole family to a game and he wanted to take care of them. Or a woman whose entire house and all their belongings was burnt down in a fire and he put them all on a shopping spree and he paid for it. One of them was his mom. And I'm just going to let you know that when his mom walks in, and if you don't know his story, it's going to catch you off guard.
Tearjerker?
Yeah, it's literally someone started chopping onions when she started getting into the story, but it is worth your time. It's about 3.5 minutes, 4 minutes, but it's really moving.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can check that out So before we put the book, close the books on this, who do you want to see in the first round for the Rockets? Just San Antonio? You're good? What if it's Utah? You're okay with that?
Yeah.
I'm too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the one team that I would try to avoid, well, there's two teams. I think I would try to avoid the Blazers and the Thunder.
See, with the Blazers, to me, they're a different team without.
That's true. I forget. Nurkic is out.
Nurkic is out.
McCollum's been dinged up. But he's back, right?
I don't know that he's played yet.
I can look at the box score.
Yeah, he hadn't played up until the second Denver game where Denver was resting everybody. So I know they obviously the main concern is to get him ready for the playoffs.
He played 25 minutes in that when they beat Denver.
They don't scare me because of the fact that they're not going to be healthy no matter what they do.
Who?
Portland? Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot about the Nurkic injury.
Yep.
That maybe doesn't scare me as much.
I'm telling you, man, OKC's just, if you can avoid them. And look, I'm not saying that the Rockets wouldn't prevail
Clippers
in the series.
Don't worry me. The Spurs don't worry me. The Jazz a little bit. The Rockets tend to struggle with big teams. The Jazz are a big team. But, and they can be pesky.
I'm big on matchups.
You
got
to go on the road. That Rudy Gobert, there's no one that matches up.
That's what I was going to say. I'm big on matchups. So you would put Capella and Gobert, probably slight advantage Gobert.
Slight? That's a big advantage to me.
Okay, I think it's a slight advantage.
Here's the thing about Gobert that worries me with the Rockets that you saw last time. Now, there was no Capella, but it doesn't matter because he's going to play defensively the same way. But he shut down the Rockets' ability to drive to the hoop, including Harden and EG and all that, Chris Paul. And if you take that away from the Rockets, they become a, they're a multidimensional offense. But when you take away the ability to drive, you know they're not going to penetrate and get to the rim. That creates some issues for them offensively, and we've seen that in the past with the Jazz and Rudy Gobert. So that's what worries me about that. Sure. Not that they can't beat them.
My thing on the flip side is because I was just saying I look at matchups. So right, advantage Gobert, okay, but Harden, if you want to say who's he matching up with, because I would say no matter who it is, it's advantage Houston. Then you've got Donovan Mitchell,
yeah,
and Chris Paul. Probably slight advantage Donovan Mitchell, but Chris Paul, as long as he's healthy in the playoffs, is a different beast. And then you start playing role players from there.
Actually, wouldn't it be Rubio and Chris Paul at the point guard?
It'd
be Mitchell.
So then I give Harden advantage over Mitchell, and I give Paul advantage over Rubio. So then I think that washes out whatever Gobert's advantage is over Capella.
Yeah, and Joe Ingles versus whoever.
And then depth. I just think experienced veteran depth.
I think the Rockets are a lot deeper than the Jazz. I think up and down. The big concern would be if the Rockets' shot is not falling and they're facing the Jazz.
That's a good point.
And Rudy Gobert is shut down the lane. That could be a long series for the
Rockets. Because, look, people are, obviously in the sexy pick on Defensive Player of the Year is the Greek Freak because he's having just one of those years for the ages. But the fact of the matter is, when you talk to, and I looked up the survey of NBA players themselves on all these different awards, hands down, Rudy Gobert, Defensive Player of the Year again.
Well, this year.
Yeah. So that's to your point. That illustrates your point. Yeah. That for as good as you think the Greek Freak has been defending multiple positions on the perimeter and otherwise,
James Rudy still Gobert's, got to the rack on the Greek Freak.
Yeah.
He won't do that. I promise you he won't do that against Gobert.
Well, you know what? You know where you get Rudy Gobert? You attack the body. So you try to draw fouls, right into him. Yeah, because he's kind of frail. He's kind of slight of build. And so you could punish him in a seven-game series a little bit.
And he's just a little bit slower. So if you can get him out on the perimeter with Capella and run some pick and roll, Capella's younger, faster, better footwork. He can get to the rim. He can get past Gobert on pick and roll. So it does change that dynamic a little bit. But still,
they just got to get into his head. They just got to make fun of him for crying about not making the All-Star game. Oh, you didn't make the All-Star game, poor baby. And I guarantee you, Rudy Gobert won't
do
nothing.
That's your strategy.
That's your game.
Yeah. So we need Pat Beverly back is what we need.
So when they're in the locker room and D'Antoni is drawing up plays, he's like, okay. They're like, Coach, why did you just draw a teardrop on the – because all we want is to make this dude cry. Let's make fun of him crying.
What you need to do is write snaps for the entire Rockets squad and say, this is what you need to tell Rudy in the event that you guys play the Utah Jazz. That's what you got to do.
Because it's interesting. This was a great article on The Athletic about all the different awards voted on entirely by current NBA players, okay? Uh-huh. So obviously the first one, Harden wins MVP 44% to 38%.
Okay.
All right. But some of these were great. Like, who would you want to fight? Ooh. What guys get under your skin? You know, and then they have quotes, some of the best quotes, right? From different players about different situations. Most overrated, Draymond Green, Russell Westbrook.
Ooh,
that's a tough one, right? I agree with Draymond Green. I don't look. Russ might not be a shooter per se, but it's hard to say he's overrated with the numbers he puts up.
Man, yeah.
Harden made this list
of overrated.
Third most overrated would be Harden, Ben Simmons, LeBron James, and Kyle Lowry.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, that's some hating ass players. This is all players voting.
All players voting, and then they have comments on top of that.
Just sound like a bunch of hating ass millennial players.
Best player of all time, Jordan, 73%. LeBron, 12%.
Ooh.
Crazy that with as much as we say as Jordan, a lot of people didn't see him play.
Who's the other 15?
So you got...
Sorry, Nick. I didn't mean to steal your thunder on adding so quickly.
Jordan, 73%. LeBron, 12. Kobe, 10.6. Kareem, 1.7. Magic, Iverson, Durant, 1% each.
Oh, wow. They put Durant in that list?
Who do you not want to fight? And it's interesting because one guy's out of the league that we had talked about in Tony Allen.
Yeah.
But our other guys made the list. So, but number one... Former Rocket, too. James Johnson. His entire family are black belts.
Oh, yeah.
You want none of that. Steven Adams, number two. I get it. But number three, Zach Randolph.
I was going to say. Yep. Yeah.
Number four, Pat Beverly.
Yeah.
Number six, Nene.
That makes sense.
So that's interesting, right? PJ Tucker, 0.5%. I give him a little bit more than that.
After watching him game in and game, when you would see him... sporadically when he wasn't a Rocket, that was a guy that you're like, ooh, you better better fear PJ Tucker. Game in and game out, watching him.
PJ's
he's more finesse than I gave him credit for.
PJ's a more physically intimidating Trevor Ariza. Oh, he doesn't talk a lot, but when he speaks, people listen.
No, I feel like, I disagree. What made Trevor Ariza so intimidating was that he didn't talk at all. He would just look at you and go, you really, like I remember him saying to somebody on the court, you really want to do this. If somebody tells you that, you run, okay? You get the hell out. That's a psycho. That is a psycho, and he will murder your face. Run.
Sometimes it's just like an intimidating
I feel
ploy.
Like sometimes, yeah, but I feel like sometimes.
That's what I do. Like, you really want to go through this? Yeah, I do. Damn it.
I didn't think you'd call me on it. But a guy like Tucker, I feel like maybe sells some Wolf tickets a little too much.
I've told you. Before, when he was with Phoenix, he was one of those guys that was.
Talk.
But he was one of those guys that had it against James Harden because he mentally was going to beat him up, physically going to beat him up.
Than actually altercations, than physically fighting. Like, Bledsoe got after Harden a couple games ago and got into his kitchen and in his head a little bit. And that's fine. That's one thing. And, you know, I'm sure Bledsoe's a tough guy, but I don't know. After watching PJ Tucker, I'm not taking anything away from his game because defensively, he's top notch. But I just, as a fighter, as a tough guy, I don't.
I know we want to wrap the basketball segment up, but I do.
Always.
When we come back, I do want to. These three things are interesting, and I want you guys to comment on them.
Okay.
But there was, who's the best ref?
None.
Which other team other than your own?
Who's the old guy that Barkley tongue kissed? That guy.
Pavetta is out of the league.
Yeah, that's my point. He's the best
which
ref.
Which team other than your own will win the title this season?
Okay.
Best ref, worst ref, and then where Kevin Durant will play next season? And what's the biggest problem with the league?
Oh, you said three. That's like five or nine.
But we'll go quickly.
Okay.
All right? Back with a whole lot more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 975.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back rolling through the final hour of the show on a Tuesday. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Still working on a theme for Wednesday. Way back Wednesday.
You got
I got a good idea.
Okay, what?
Because it's the NBA playoffs this Saturday.
I can tell this already sucks.
Or he already read what...
No, we have eight songs to choose from.
Yes.
An artist from each one of the top seed cities.
The West or East?
West.
Or does it matter?
Because the Rockets are in the West.
Oh, okay. Kind of like what we did to start the season.
Yeah, but this is this makes sense now because it's the playoffs.
It didn't make sense earlier.
No, it didn't.
When we started the season, instead of us just giving our picks on a way back Wednesday,
yes, we did.
We put artists from the cities we think would finish 1 through 8 in the NBA Western Conference. So you want to do that again?
Yeah, because it's the playoffs. It makes sense, though.
Oh, okay.
I don't think people will disagree.
No, I love it. It's not very original.
You don't sound like you love it.
No, this is great.
Today's a bad day for Barry. There's no love today with Barry.
Definitely your facetious voice, for sure.
No, it's not. It is. It sucks. No, I'm just kidding. It's not bad. It's not bad. You put some thought into it. I think you forgot that we did that at the beginning of the year.
No, I knew we did something similar. I knew. But that was for the beginning of the season. This is the playoffs.
You should have just said, I didn't know. Because you look lazy. Dick Bavetta.
Let me wrap this up with this NBA poll on The Athletic.
You do that. I'm going to start working on my list.
That's fine.
Just kidding.
Which team other than your own for players in the league do the rest of the players in the league think will win the title this season? Obviously, by an overwhelming amount, Golden State won 80%. What? And three, not the Rockets.
Yeah.
Surprising to me. Milwaukee second, Toronto third, the Rockets fourth at 3.1%. I thought the Rockets would be higher. I really thought the Rockets would be at number two.
Again, me too.
A lot of what we said about Denver, I could say about Milwaukee as well. I think they're a great regular season team this year. Great run. First 60-win season in the franchise's history since the 80s. But in the playoffs, I just don't have confidence.
You think
in them.
That's a deep team.
I already told you I thought Toronto was coming out of the East.
Bledsoe has been playing well.
What is he, though?
He's whatever they need to be.
Is he?
Have you seen how many times he's led the team in scoring? If they need him to be the leading scorer?
I've also seen him lead the team in fouls and getting foul trouble.
But you know what that's
them.
Called? That's called getting after it on the defensive end. If they need him to get in a star's grill like James Harden and get under his skin, he can do that too. He can be like, you know what? You go score,
and then
Giannis.
And he can get tossed. And he can put you in a bad situation.
Well, I'm just I think you're sleeping on his contributions to that team. But that's a deep team. And I wouldn't discount them like you are the Nuggets.
Okay. I'm not saying I like Milwaukee's chances better than Denver's, but I think that both of them and their inexperience in the play, I don't have a lot of confidence in the Bucks roster, especially with the injuries they have too.
Okay.
So we'll go. All right. Best ref in the NBA. Zach Zarba, 21%.
No idea who that is.
Ken Maurer, 14%. So one newer guy than an older guy. Here's the one that's interesting to me. I've told you guys in the past, and I didn't elaborate too deeply on this, but the Rockets keep stats on officials. I'll just tell you that of the worst referees voted on by the players, two of the top three are guys the Rockets know they have had issues with.
Yeah.
One, Tony Brothers, back with Yao Ming. We knew that. Two, Scott Foster.
Oh, boy.
Three, Mark Davis. So all three I can relate to, but there's comments along the way, too, that just kind of are hilarious.
The two guys that you mentioned that were voted the best referees, mm-hmm. I couldn't say that I recognize their names. Mm-hmm. I know you do. Nick, did you recognize those names?
No, outside of Brothers, no. I don't really pay
attention. I'm saying the two guys. What were their names again?
Zach Zarba and Ken Maurer.
No idea who those guys are.
No, Zarba, I feel like Joel's mentioned it, but I have no idea who he is.
But the other three names that you mentioned on the list that are bad referees.
Mark Davis.
Heard of him.
Scott Foster.
Heard of him.
Tony Brothers.
Know those names.
Yep.
Which I think to the theory of, if I know you as a referee, you're not doing a good job.
Yep.
that holds water, because the good referees I've never heard of, because they don't make it about them. They're not the star of the show. The ones that are bad, the ones that Joey Crawford's of the world, you know their names because of that.
Joey Crawford made the list and he's not reffing anymore.
The only one that I think that was that bucks that trend is Dick Bavetta. I thought he was a good referee. He was fair, but you knew him. But that, a lot of that had to do with Barkley too. But
Crawford, plus, I feel like, fueled his hatred on that list because of his personality. Let's be honest. People just hate that guy.
They do, and rightfully so.
I've said this before. When you try to, your point is very valid, and I completely agree with you. When you know their name, it's probably a bad thing. The other thing is, when you try to be the show within the show or better than the show. Joey did that. I always tell you guys, Ed Malloy and this generation of referees does the same thing. That they make it about them when it should be about the players and the teams and the game.
Yep.
They were also asked, where will KD play next season? New York, 63%.
Okay.
Followed by Golden State. Biggest issue facing the league, number one, officiating. From the players themselves, two is fan behavior, three is social media. But the comments were basically about the fact that the league has got to do something about the fact that it's inconsistent, that superstars are still getting calls, that the more that they try and be transparent with everything that they use with replays and the next day admitting when they blew a call, it's still just not where it needs to be.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think if you're going to fix one thing, because it's going to be really difficult to address the fans in a meaningful way. You can have the owner of the Jazz get on the floor and say, I'm disappointed in y'all, and then wink at them, and then, you know, whatever. But that's a little bit, that's a tall task to try to regulate behavior from the fans.
But I do agree with the top three.
You can definitely fix refereeing. You can definitely regulate. You can get rid of referees who score poorly. You can suspend them. You can punish them for being unfair or showing bias or any of those things. That can be addressed. The fans is a little different. So I think they got the order right.
Yeah, and I think that it's a big priority. The fans, that's a big priority. Like, I think they hit the first three is perfect. Officiating, fans, and then social media.
What's wrong with social media? What's the deal?
You know how many people are getting fired and in trouble because of social media? Even players that don't lose their job.
But that's their own fault.
I see. Here's the thing. They're criticizing themselves, because if they were more careful with what they choose to put out there in a lot of cases, they wouldn't have the backlash that they get on social media.
Probably, yeah. That's probably true. But even at the Rockets games now, at the beginning of every game, they literally say, fans, try to be nice to players. This is our sport. There's literally an education.
Is that really?
Yeah. At the beginning of every Rockets game, they're basically warning fans to behave themselves. And I guarantee you that's an NBA thing, not a Rockets thing. You know, because they know that fans act crazy, not just in Utah, but in multiple arenas in the NBA.
So Matt Thomas says, don't send nasty things to Daniel Gordon on Twitter? No? Why would they have to do that? Here's the thing. As a sport, you don't have an Antonio Brown. You don't have anyone going off the rails like that. As a player, you just have to be smarter and know, look, yeah, it's another avenue for you to be able to express your opinions and get them across, but be aware of what you ask for, because in doing that, you're going to get people out there that decide that they've got an open forum to rebuttal.
If you don't say anything, though, their fans are going out, and I know players are complaining.
My thing about social media is that's a choice. It's a 100% choice to use it, to be on it, to interact with it. That if you don't like the direction that social media is going as a player, or then get off of it.
Well, I think it's also like, well, we know it's your right to have social media. Let us help you educate on what could be bad for you in the event that you tweet this or post that. I think that's what it is.
But again, why would the own players be like, yeah, we suck at social media, let's list that?
It's the NBA that wants that because they're worried about bad looks.
But this is player votes. The players voted themselves as bad on social media.
Yeah.
No,
dumbasses, then get off of
that. Not that it's bad, it's a problem.
Then get off of social media. I don't know why you're... That makes no sense. That's like me voting, spending money bad in my household because we're bad at spending money. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you're not going to get your way because you're a millionaire just because of the people going at you on social media.
Oh, we need to fix the way how mean people are. Guess what? You don't have to tweet,
I totally agree with you there. Totally.
We don't have to read texts and tweets and all that, but we do. We make it a part of it.
Right.
We clap back, but you're never going to hear us vote that, oh, Man, doing radio with Twitter, so it sucks.
We have to deal with it. You're a millionaire.
I don't have to open it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love it with the fact that because of the fact that we are responsive on social media, we've opened up a different avenue to reach a fan base that a lot of shows just don't want to do. And so that helps as well. Interesting here, though. Okay, so I told you who they voted on for MVP. If they, the players also voted on players that they, if you were going to start a team today and build a team around, who would you pick?
Zion Williams. No, he's not. Williamson. I always say Williams. I have in my head, I have made that mistake, and I can't get it out of my blessed head. I almost cursed because I get so mad when I mess it up. Because every day I say I'm not going to say Williams, and I do. I would guess Giannis.
Yep.
Okay.
Giannis at 36%, followed by the Brow, Anthony Davis at 10%, Embiid at 8% with Durant, LeBron at 8%, Steph at 7%. Here's the thing.
I would have thought Embiid would have been second.
1%.
10%. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. He's getting older.
And they also said that players in the league are not fans of his ball-dominating dribble style.
They wouldn't want to play with it. That's why.
True. But very true. And that's a fact.
I would have thought Joel Embiid, with the fact that that big man could make shots from behind the three-point line, he would have been second on my list. Even though Giannis can't shoot a jumper, I get why he's number one, because Antetokounmpo eventually, I think, could develop a jump shot. But, man, Joel Embiid can do everything.
He is. Post if he you can up, stay healthy, he is fantastic.
Post
as a
you
talent.
Up, shoot three-point shots, dribble, yep. Distribute the ball. Like, that dude is a well-rounded.
There's a guy who should stay off social media a little bit, and he would really do a lot of favors for himself.
I would have thought he would have been second over Anthony Davis.
And to your point,
Anthony Davis good behind the three-point line?
To me, he's kind of a guy that's fading to me, too.
Yeah, the shine is off a little bit, absolutely. For sure.
And to your point, though, best defender in the league.
James Harden!
Nope.
Your guy, we love you, James!
Here's
James
the thing. Harden! The Greek Freak, seventh.
Yeah.
Top three, Kawhi, Paul George, Rudy Gobert, 4, Pat Beverly.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. All right, we got a half hour to go on the show. Plenty more to get to. If there's something on your mind, PJ, you want to get off your chest, give us a call. 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more ESPN 97.5. What'd you say?
No peace.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final hour of The Usual Suspect, final half hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
What are you two laughing
You're
about?
A wild man, Joel. You don't worry about it. This is grown folk talk.
You guys know. Just got this thing
That's what
going
you get
today.
For the yard talk thing, punk ass. Punk ass Nick.
Whatever.
Oh, hating ass Nick.
Not going to change your mind about the
no, I'm not coming
old over. Chainsaw situation?
No, I'm not. You are on your own.
Not even Good. Like after the show you might reconsider?
No, I'm going home. I got to go home and wash my rocks.
You really got to do that, don't you? You got to like pressure wash some sort of rock.
I think I'm joking, but I have to. He literally heard me on the phone with
him. You're going
to
pressure wash your
rock?
No, I
got to pressure wash him. I'm just going to wash
him. Some dude called him before the show about some rock that he has an issue with in his front yard. I don't have issues with rocks.
I don't either.
I have issues with the HOA, but not with rocks.
I got plenty of issues with the HOA. You guys don't want to get into that. Nick, I don't know because we have different HOAs. But out our way, I was telling Barry, my Facebook page, there's such a conspiracy theory going on right now where they voted some lady off the board but didn't tell her. And they sabotaged her. She came into a meeting thinking it was just a regular meeting. And they said, you have 3 minutes to justify.
Pack your stuff and get out.
Otherwise, you've been voted off.
That was like Survivor.
Into a frenzy.
Then Survivor Sugarland edition.
Yeah, they got school board elections coming up, and there's another conspiracy that there's this clique of people that's against everyone else.
Are they a certain kind of people?
So no, I'm not saying that. It's just so you've got people in the residents on Facebook pointing out that these people conspiracized to make sure that the voting locations were only in their neighborhood, close to where they could control it, and all these. I'm like, First of all, I didn't even know we had all this going on to this degree, but now I'm like worried that if there was ever a real decision that had to be made, they couldn't pull it off.
It's, dude, there is no bigger power trip on this planet than people in the HON.
And most people don't get paid for that, right? Like when they're like volunteers of the neighborhood and stuff like that.
Because I saw the other thing is for our school board in Fort Bend County, there's a girl 19 years old running. She was going door to door dropping off vote for me pamphlets.
Good for her.
She's 19.
Got to start somewhere, I guess.
And by finishing college,
get a life, have some fun.
Yeah, right. Go out and
hey, before we go any further, is this the confirmed theme for Way Back Wednesday? Because I know Barry's cheating ass is probably halfway through
his list together.
I mean, check your Gmails, you'll know.
No, did you already do it?
No, I didn't.
It would not have surprised.
He got quiet and you got on your
computer. I just want to know if that's the theme or not.
It is the theme.
I'm already used to it.
You probably sent it, you bastard. While we're over here chit-chatting, you've already done your list.
No, not at all.
Well, yes, that is the theme.
Okay.
Now, what is it? Now, we need clarification, boys.
Just from the artist. Just playoff teams, one artist from each city?
That's the question. Can you do like 8 Houston rappers?
Sure.
Or does it have to be one?
No.
One, every city has to be represented.
Exactly.
Okay. So it has to be one artist from
one
each city.
One from Denver, one from Oakland, one from Houston,
sure
one from
wrong.
Utah.
Yes. Okay.
Huh? So, okay. So you got
one from each city.
Yeah.
Yeah. San Antonio's.
Oh, boy.
Man.
Is George from San Antonio?
No, I don't think so.
Selena?
I might have to go back and look who I picked. Oh, if I had them making the playoffs, I may just have to use my
you
list
did.
From the beginning of the year.
You had them making the playoffs.
Oh, okay.
Pretty sure.
Didn't you have the Mavs making the playoffs?
I don't know. I have to look. But if I didn't, you'll tell me. Believe me.
I haven't looked.
I had Denver.
Real quick. Huh?
I had Denver.
Did you? Yeah, you did. Couple of texts to get to. Somebody said songs from artists from the city of playoff teams, East and West. Well, we're kind of already doing that, but just the West. Mm-hmm. On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad do you feel for Chris Davis and his 0-for-49 slump? I'll go 0 because he's getting paid. I don't care.
No, wait, Barry. Not so, just getting paid, right?
Yeah.
Do you feel sorry for a guy that signed a 7-year, $161 million extension with the Orioles 3.5 years ago?
No. Not a
Absolutely
bit.
Not.
Hope he gets booed every day.
He's got $68 million remaining between now and 2022. So you could strike out to your heart's content and not get a hit. You're still getting paid, bro.
I would be so rich, I'd be like, you know what? I don't want Davis on the jersey. Just put boo across the back. I'll boo myself. I don't give a damn. Because you know why? I got money, Jack. I don't care. Boo me. I'll boo myself. I'll strike out, walk off, and boo myself on the way to the dugout. Boo. I'll hold a mirror up.
Forget the paid. XFL he hate me jerseys. You hate me can be on the back of his jersey. It doesn't matter.
Somebody said, help me settle a debate. Who had more help through their career, Kobe or Duncan? Nope. I don't want to do that.
We don't have that much time.
That
doesn't
sound fun.
We don't care.
I don't like those debates anymore. Those are like.
You don't like a debate?
No, just those kind.
Oh.
That just gets like, ugh, I don't know. Okay. Let's debate about food or something. Do they make music in OKC? Yeah, who was the group that I chose?
I think Toby Keith is from OKC. Because I think he's big in Oklahoma, and I know he has those Toby Keith there's a huge Toby Keith restaurant right there by the team hotel.
I'm trying to find my old.
I bet you are. That's the other thing.
Make
you
it easier. We could do cities from both conferences.
Do what?
I'm fine either way.
No.
Whatever y'all want to do.
I kind of like just the Western Conference. That's how
That's
we do.
Because your list is already done.
No, it's not. Although, don't think for one second I won't copy and paste from earlier when the season started and just send you that one. Because I'm pretty sure I nailed the playoffs. Just kidding.
Are you done?
Yeah, I think that's it. There was this from Josh in Beaumont. He said, just saw an article on ESPN about the XFL. They will have 1, 2, and 3-point options for extra points. Mm-hmm. Overtime, this is pretty interesting now. Pay attention. Mm-hmm. Overtime will feature both offense and defense on opposite ends of the field at the same time, alternating attempts to score like hockey and soccer shootouts.
Good luck with broadcasting that.
So you got your defense over here, your offense over here. You guys on the right play first. Okay, nobody scored. On the left, go. Nobody scored. You're going back and forth. Pretty wild. And then assuming no commercial breaks during overtime, that would be a lot of action. Yeah, it actually would.
Really? Seriously, so I'm saying from a broadcast perspective, it's going to be crazy.
I think I would watch that, though, just for the train wreck factor.
One thing he omitted, too, was, by the way, they're going to have 3 different options as well. In terms of what week the season will wrap up and close because they go bankrupt.
I was like, where's he going?
It's just
with
it's
this?
Another league that's going to compete with the NFL. We've talked about this. Good luck. Good luck with your gimmicks.
Yeah.
Good luck with all your things that you think are going to draw viewership and fan bases. And you know what? They're not even going to come close to the NFL.
No, they're not.
So I wanted to bring this up to you guys, and this is interesting. The story came out this morning, and now everybody is starting to pick up with it nationally. Do you realize that the Astros are facing a $1 million lawsuit from a fan that claimed Orbit's t-shirt cannon broke her finger?
What?
Yeah. It says a Montgomery County woman is suing the Astros for more than $1 million after she broke her finger at a game last year in July. She alleges that the finger was shattered when the mascot Orbit fired a t-shirt into the stands. She was at the game with her sons, husband, and her father, seated behind the third base side and the dugout about halfway up the first deck when the incident occurred. Orbit, accused of using a bazooka-style t-shirt cannon, rapidly fired multiple shirts into the crowd. He took aim and fired a t-shirt into the stands where her family sat. It struck her in her left index finger head-on. With so much force, the finger was fractured. She went to the emergency room after the game. She was told she would need surgery. She had two operations to fix the fracture. She's saying between the pain, the suffering, and the surgeries, and the mental anguish, she wants a mil.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
That's stupid.
It sounds like she attempted to catch the t-shirt, and then her finger ran into something else that was, you know, metal or a
or maybe
seat
it was
or
broke
an
already, and then she just was like, I'll go to the game, pretend like I try to catch something.
I don't know for sure. I'm just saying that's what it sounds like.
If she is where they said she was, she's behind the dugout and halfway up, and he's shooting them from the dugout roof, I have a hard time believing that t-shirt is coming hard enough and fast enough.
Yeah.
To do that much damage.
This ain't the Chris Paul commercial. You're not hitting a wall.
When Tillman Fertitta took over, he upgraded the t-shirt rocket launcher that they have at Toyota Center. And I guarantee you it's significantly stronger and more powerful than the one that they were using last year, which they still use from time to time. I don't remember exactly the one that Orbit uses. It just sounds weird that a t-shirt would shatter
and
your
she
finger.
Said that the staff for the Astros was not properly prepared to handle an injury from an Orbit cannon. Who is? I'm sure the paramedics handled it fine.
Yeah, like you're like, okay, guys, let's get somebody on staff just for t-shirt cannon injuries.
Can I ask you guys this though? Since you guys are the baseball guys, what if it was a baseball and it shattered her finger? Does she can still raise
back
a lawsuit?
No, back of your ticket is a complete release of any kind of.
So you can sue them for an injury from a t-shirt, but not a baseball. Does that make any sense to you guys?
Because it'd be the same thing. If a basketball or a player, and you're sitting in the front row, flies in the stands and injures you, you realize that this is possible. But you don't count on a t-shirt cannon being shot at you. That's not part of what I'm signing up for. I'm coming to watch a game, not have apparel hummed at me.
Sounds weird to me. I can sue you for being injured
by a t-shirt cannon, but not a baseball.
That just sounds so weird.
I can tell
to
you this, though. Those t-shirt cannons, and obviously technology is different now, but when I was working for the Rockets, Clutch had an itchy trigger finger, and during a game that was like a one-point game in the fourth quarter, the Rockets were in the huddle, and he was launching that, they used to call it the BFG, and B is for big and G is for gun. You can do the rest of the math.
Right.
But the finger slipped on the trigger, and he drilled Ketino Mobley in the sternum.
Nice.
And Ketino doubled over, and they didn't know if he was going to be able to go back in the game. And after the game, Ketino was looking for his ass in the back hallway.
Nice.
Going like, if you ever do that again.
Right.
He was furious. So immediately the organization said, no more BFG on the court. Okay? Well, Clutch's dumbass decides, but that doesn't exclude me from doing it at fan appearances and things that he did. He brought it to gallery
furniture. Shot a little
furniture.
Kid. Killed him.
Same thing happened. Itchy trigger finger, and the gun went off prematurely. Drilled a fan. I think they took that gun out in the back and just broke it and disassembled it. But it was like, dude, what part of it do you not understand? The organization doesn't want to get sued. That I can understand. Not at a baseball game from halfway up a section and you broke a finger.
No, you're just being a bit, litigious?
Yeah, you're just looking for...
That's exactly what it is.
All right, 1 second
to
go.
Hey, guys, real quick, check your emails.
I said ass.
You almost said the other part.
I did.
You're an ass.
What save it to go on the big show. Don't go anywhere. We'll wrap it up, put a ball on it, turn it over to the Blitz next. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
One. One, two.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back! Final segment, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We have a topic for tomorrow for Way Back Wednesday, so that's a good thing as we continue to roll on before we turn it over to the Blitz, as we will allow them to take everything till 7, entertain the heck out of you right here on ESPN 97.5.
I feel like changing the topic.
Nope.
Of Way Back Wednesday is what I feel like doing.
Nope. You're just mad because I got my list in.
I remember submitting my list and then you guys...
That's because you picked a stupid-ass topic that no one agreed on. This was a three-way... we all agreed.
You said this was a stupid-ass topic.
But we still all agreed to it because you said, I just want to make sure this is what we're doing.
What's
we
the
all
difference between yes. this dumb topic and the one before?
Because we've all voted yes on it. There's no going back now.
I don't remember voting yes.
You
it was
voted
a
yes on
it was
dumb...
a suggestion.
Look, I'm not going to argue with you. Okay?
Wait, what?
I'm not going to argue with you. This is cut and dry.
Right now you're not.
He was arguing the whole time, but he's not going to argue with
me. Mandy texted the show and said, Joel sounds like he wants to beat Clutch's ass. Was that the old Clutch?
We're way beyond that. And the new Clutch is outstanding. He may be the best mascot in the entire league.
What, huh?
The new Clutch might be the best mascot in the entire league. That dude's got some talent.
Yeah. Oh, you're so mean. You're so mean. What happens in the XFL overtime on a pick six? I have no idea. That's a good question.
Both teams shower up and go home.
I guess that just means, like, that's the end of that try? I don't know.
I don't know, man. Again, who cares? Seriously?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the XFL, the AFL, the AAF, whatever. Who gives a...
Hey, speaking of that, just real quick, I just wanted to put this out there because I'm lucky enough to be able to do the Houston Sports Show with Jerome and on Sundays. And so... I wore a t-shirt with an Astro shirt, and I was like, you know, this would be kind of cool to start repping some local t-shirt companies. So I put it out there on Twitter. If somebody has a t-shirt company and they want me to rep it on air, just send me a shirt and I'll wear it. And somebody was like, Chad in Spring was like, bro, that's kind of a douchey tweet. I was like, why is it douchey to offer to give? Do you know how much advertising costs on TV? Why would it be douchey to offer to promote a product for free? Like, no product placement costs, none of that, which people pay for. He was like, oh, I was just joking. But I was like, no, I'm literally, it's the same reason we do Funny Fridays with comedians. I'm trying to give them free promotion on this show. That's not unheard of for me to do this. I'm trying to, I try to help. Like, I have,
I was going to say, the way
y'all know my t-shirt game, I don't need t-shirts.
No. So he's calling you a D-bag and you're trying to help.
But I was going to ask you the way he came at you, like, do you know him?
No.
Oh, man, I would have been.
That's why I was just like, look, I'm a douche because I'm offering to help promote local businesses and put their products on TV for no. All you got to do, send me the shirt. I'll wear it. If you want me to send it back, I'll do that. I don't need. I have 200 shirts in my closet. I can literally wear a T-shirt every day for the next 2 years.
Yep,
you guys can validate this.
I can vouch for you.
I don't need that. I'm trying to, like, give back a little bit to some of these. Because I owned a t-shirt company. Ask Lance. I sent him shirts back in the day. And that's radio. I'm a dumbass. I sent a radio guy a shirt that you can't even see. There was no stream like we have now. I closed my laptop. You can see I'm wearing a Cassius Clay shirt. I don't, like... This was just, I would send my product. You do that when you own a shirt company. You want people wearing your product. You want people to ask, where'd you get that shirt? So I was like, I'm here sitting here thinking, you know what? This is a way I can do some cool stuff. I know we have a lot of local brands.
I saw his response, and then he was like, come on, bro. I was like, oh, Barry knows this guy, so he's not going
to. No.
Cause that
I mean,
dude.
I know him as a listener, but then he apologized. He was like, I was trying to be funny. I was like, well, your intent, I can't read intent, so all good. But I was like, man, do people really? I asked my wife, I was like, does this sound douchey? Like, does this? She's like, no, it sounds like you're just trying to offer businesses that don't have the means to advertise a way to get their product on TV. I was like, well, that's what I was trying to do.
You're just trying to offer help.
I wasn't trying to be a douche for sure. Yeah. But oh well. So if you do have a t-shirt company locally, I know that, look, I've running game, already talked to them, 713 shirts, but there's a lot of smaller companies. Goose, I gotta look up the name, I don't want to get that wrong, but there was one company I already reached out and was like, man, I'd love that. And I'm trying to give them a little bit of Gooseworks. That was the name. Gooseworks also said, and they got a dope ass shirt that they're gonna send over. It looks like the old Enron, but they took out the middle E, so it looks like the H symbol that people make with their hand.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool. Then they have one that looks like the Nintendo 64, but it's an H as well. So I was like, yeah, man, send one over. I'll rock that and put it on there. I'm just trying to help. I'm
just a nice guy trying to help. Not with my tree, but with everybody else.
Best intentions.
I knew you had an angle. God bless you. I knew you had an angle. You repeated it enough.
I tend to agree with the guy. I think you're a D-bag. Yeah. Whole time he was talking about, I'm just trying to help.
I'm trying to help struggling small businesses, not a bunch of dickweeds like you that don't like lawn talk. How about that?
Struggling small penises. He's trying to help. Wow. He's trying to help struggling
he
small
just
businesses.
Just trying to put you on small
just
penis.
Just like that, Joel. The whole time I've been going at Barry.
I didn't mean it you personally, Nick. I was just saying, like, we brought this whole show full circle. First segment, or actually first hour. Barry all fired up about some things, and we said he was in a bad mood.
Yeah, y'all's dumbass taking Paul's call.
Bring it back full circle.
One call.
And now,
he's taking like three
segment,
bad calls.
Some guy taking a very good intended idea and crapping all over you.
Yeah.
That way.
He apologized.
And then you two guys bickering again.
I'm even going to put a guy. Y'all know who Patrick McClellan is?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. I know. He has a podcast, Lima Lima Time. But he's also does the baseball show on another station. But he's like, I'll send you my podcast shirt. I was like, bro, send it. I'll rock it.
I don't know who he is, but
anything
I know.
Like that.
Who the hell listens to other stations?
He's my guy, huh?
Who the hell listens to other stations?
Yeah. But I mean, he's got a podcast that he does independently. I'm again, hit me up. I'm you can DM me on Twitter or Instagram. And if you got something, I'm happy to do it. It can't be ugly, though. Don't be sending me a little like drawing of your kid. Like, put this on a shirt. No, I'm going to have to pass. I don't think so. But I'm down for that. I don't mind. What?
I just found out one of yours and my favorite artist is from San Antonio, it looks like.
Who?
Oh, Barry.
My list is in. Just tell
me. I know.
Me.
Christopher Cross.
Yeah, are you serious?
That's awesome.
What?
Yeah.
Going to get some yacht rock in this bitch tomorrow. You don't want to miss that.
No doubt. Barry.
What?
Oh, Barry.
What?
April the 11th.
Is he in town?
In your neck of the woods. He's in Spring.
At the Do-si-do.
Do-si-do. You could have sailing and
Christopher
when you
Cross.
Think of Laura and all kinds of Arthur's theme. It's all good.
Wow. They'll book Christopher Cross, but they won't book local comics. I'll be there.
How about that?
I've never been inside there. A buddy of mine, Chris, who also works for the Rockets, works at the Do-si-do.
Okay.
He says it's nice. It's a nice venue.
All right. Yeah.
I'll take the word for it.
He's 67 years old, born in San Antonio, Texas.
Christopher Cross, born in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. He rides like the wind.
Yes, he does.
That was his song, right?
Yeah, it's one of them.
I like
sailing, ride like the wind.
If you had to choose.
Arthur's theme.
If you had to choose, ride like the wind or sailing.
Oh,
which one?
Ride like the wind. Easy.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Nick?
What's up?
Thanks for playing, Nick. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Really wish you would just try to listen to the show every now and then.
I was podcasting.
If you had to listen, if you had to pick one of your favorite Christopher Cross songs, I can say this.
See, you messed that up. Now I don't have to answer the question.
Shut your horn.
Now we got to go to break.
Ride like the wind. Ride like the wind or sailing. Which one are you going with?
I don't know.
Nick, if you just would have.
It's Christopher Cross,
yeah, if you
bro.
Just definitively would have just taken one, he wouldn't be hammering you.
What an idiot. All you had to say was one of those.
Yeah.
Now, ride like the wind.
There
and then
you
would have said, like, okay, now how does it go?
No, because both of us chose that as well. Yes. We would have agreed with you. Mm-hmm. Now, how's it go?
See? And see?
That's... Well, you brought it up. Now I got to do
it. You would have
it.
Done that regardless.
No, I wouldn't have done that. I'd never do that to you. Please record all this. Please record him singing.
Video record this.
It's a great song.
Are you going to do the falsetto too? No.
Well, I can do it, though.
Oh, God, please do it.
That and the Bee Gees? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great song.
Oh, that's so good.
I'm on the run. No time to sleep. I've got to run.
What's wrong with that?
Great song.
Yeah.
Windows up. Barry is like as
loud
God. As can be.
Loud as I can. Voice cracking like I just hit puberty. My balls dropped. I love this so
26
much.
Million views on YouTube for this song.
With a reason.
Let me give you, you know what that equals? That equals Suck It. That's a good song.
I'm not arguing with him.
Don't win.
You're not going to catch me jamming this. This is the last time you'll ever hear this song on The Usual Suspects, ever.
Until
true.
He puts it on his Way Back Wednesday list. I should go add Sailing right now.
You could.
Yeah, I should. Who did I have from San Antonio? Butthole Surfers? I think that's who I had.
I don't know, but it's too late because I added it already and it's in.
I had Butthole Surfers from there.
You'll hear it tomorrow.
What?
Chris.
Nice. Yeah, my man. Give me some of that.
There you go.
Pound Town, baby. Yeah. I can't wait to see Nick's list. It's going to be bad. I have a feeling.
All right. Well, we appreciate you guys spending some time with us again. Way Back Wednesday tomorrow as we continue to roll through the week. So make sure that you same bat time, same bat channel, check in with us. And, of course, next, the Blitz right here on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, no, but before we leave, though, I got to tell the people about Get Upside, man. I'm excited about this. If you have not downloaded Get Upside yet, I don't know what you're waiting on. It was featured on ABC 13. This is a legitimate product. It's completely free. All you do is use the app and get cash back. That's it. It doesn't cost you a single thing. You make money using this app. It's that simple. You just find a gas station or a food place with inside the app that you want to go to, and they have a cash back offer that they give you. You go there. You pay with a debit or credit card. You upload your receipt. You get cash back. It's that easy, guys. Use promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. Promo code Barry will get you extra savings on your first fill up through the Get Upside app. There's over 500 gas stations around town, Shells and Exxons and whatnot, that you can use the Get Upside app at. Popeyes, Wendy's, Burger King. Like, this is legitimate stuff. This isn't just some like weird place where you'd have to get gas and buy one chicken finger. No, these are legitimate businesses that want your business. You use the Get Upside app, you get cash back. Remember promo code Barry, get that extra savings, B-A-R-R-Y. Promo code Barry. My wife got up to 30 cents. She got 30 cents a gallon cash back for her first fill up. Check it out. It's called Get Upside. Start saving money right now. Use promo code Barry. Thank me later. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Blitz is next.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all Bonnie 4.5-inch vegetable and herbs are on sale through May 17th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money.